Other advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Hump Day, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here for 2 days in a row.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's always great to see you 2 days in a row. Have you been gone for 3 months?
It wasn't that long.
Nah, okay, a couple of weeks. So, hey, yesterday was National Chicken Wings Day, or Wings Day.
I know.
Why did I think it was the 28th?
Because you like chicken wings so much?
Yeah, I made it two national days, 28th and the 29th. So, okay, so what national days we got today?
Today?
Or are there any?
Yeah, I'm looking here. Let's see, what do we got? National Whistleblower Day.
Okay.
Climb a Mountain Day.
Climb a Mountain Day. All right.
Cheesecake Day. I like that.
Cheesecake. Just cheesecake, not just blueberry cheesecake. Because blueberry cheesecake's got its own day somehow.
Yeah. It just says cheesecake. Okay. And it's National Father-in-Law Day.
Okay. I can go along with that.
So.
Well,
got
okay.
A couple of them today.
There are a few of them. The weather today is going to be mostly sunny and hot with a high near about 98 and a low around 70. And it's going to be like that, all the way through next Tuesday. And Tuesday it says we're going to hit triple digits at 100. But the rest of the week between now and Tuesday, it's all going to be the high 90s and at night low 70s, high 60s. No, nothing about rain, nothing about heavy winds or anything. So just warm. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, family-run business out of Anderson. I've been in the business about 30 years into the third generation of the Kinney family running it. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers really well. Won awards for hiring veterans at their business, and it is a veteran-owned business. Like I said, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans to help their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Well, it looks like the coastline is still existing after the tsunami warnings. After an 8.6 or 8.8 earthquake off the coast of Russia. Now, that's like the sixth largest ever recorded, I think. And it was, fortunately, underwater. But they've been having a number of earthquakes lately, throughout the world, but up in the northern region, which is a very very volatile region, too. And I understand a number of volcanoes are also seeming to heat up. I think there was like six volcanoes throughout the world that were smoking or doing more.
Yeah, the one on Kona is active right now.
Well, the one
on the Big Island in Hawaii.
The Big Island's always been, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always steaming. There's always lava moving. But there's been times when they've gotten worse. Right. And it'll take out another few houses and find another way down to the ocean. And you'll get some great footage of lava dropping into the ocean. Right there. Yeah, but it's, and then, somebody said Mount Etna was smoking. So, anyway, the tsunami arrived on the west coast here at around midnight. And nothing big, it's, three foot swell, then the high tide, 3 feet. Might have been, 1 to 3 feet tall, deeper, and that they did have the warnings out for low-lying areas, but it wasn't like you had a 20-foot wall of water. When I lived in Hawaii, there was a tsunami warning, and so we were in the evacuation footprint because we were right there along the coast, as is most of Hawaii, and so they told you to head to high ground, which would have been up toward the Liki Liki tunnel up in that area. And while people are, were driving up that way, surfers were coming the opposite direction.
Yeah, get those running, big waves.
Oh, running for the waves and thinking, oh, yeah, I can ride a 50-foot wave, yeah, to downtown Kailua, that kind of stuff. As it turned out, nothing. It might have, the tide might have come in a little bit further, maybe. So, anyway, glad nobody was injured in this thing. Shasta County supervisors addressed three pressing issues during their meeting on Tuesday: wildfire, wolves, and homelessness. And the thing about Western Shasta Resource Conservation District presented the Shasta County Community Wildlife Prevention Plan, planning tool to reduce wildfire risk, assesses current conditions to identify threats, also to identify areas where projects need to happen. Community-driven and considers factors like wildfire history, current education, blah, 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 blah. And then, we need to identify those areas that Shasta County can do something about. And if there are people that own the property or not doing anything about it, you've got to be able to, give them some kind of ticket, some kind of something to encourage them to clean and to harden their property, especially if it's adjacent to other people where they, if they don't keep their property clean, it can impact on the properties on both sides of it or around it. There's got to be something that they can do. And then they're upset also on the impact of gray wolves on livestock in Shasta County. Corky Harmon and Chris Kellstrom. Kellstrom said, and I've said this before, about the, when they did the DNA studies on the wolf scat. When it first started, it was about 20% bovine and 80% venison, and now those have reversed. So you've got like 80% of what the wolves are eating is cow. And that is a problem. And the on top of the homelessness, and it's on the topic of homelessness, they unanimously approved a nearly $16 million state grant for a 45-unit affordable housing program project in Anderson, primarily for low-income seniors, with some units reserved for homeless veterans. It sounds like the homeless units are trying to set aside for veterans if they can find homeless veterans. Chris, there's homeless veterans out there. If you need any help, give me a call, 530-605-4567, and I'll give you a list of homeless veterans. I'm sure that's not what he meant to say, but if you did, give me a call. I'm sure we can find you some homeless veterans out there. Or just listen to the show. What else? That was yesterday at the Soups meeting. All right. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about, I was looking for news about what happened over the weekend with the European Union tariffs. And I thought it would be like broadcast everywhere, and it really wasn't. You had to kind of like look for it and find it in the specific articles here about what impact did Trump and did Trump's deal making with the EU have, and what could it be on our economy? And let's talk about that when we get right back.
Education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio, with Carl Lindemann. Today, the 30th of July, one more day in July, and 7:18 in the morning, and it's going to be hitting about 98 today, 98, 99. It's going to be a little warm out there. Hey, the green fires burned over 19,000 acres. There's not a big change on this, except it's 86% contained. We talked to the manager out there of the Redding Airport, and it's just to remind everybody that they're going to temporarily suspend all commercial and general aviation flights from September 23rd to October 20th as part of the federally funded infrastructure project aimed at resurfacing the main runway and upgrading airfields. It is going to be tough for those 4 weeks there. There'll be no commercial passenger flights. Air tanker activity will be affected for approximately 6 days of the 28-day closure. And however, it looks like Chico Municipal Airport is currently under consideration as a temporary base on as far as that goes. Where am I here? Oh, the EU tariffs. It seems to me it's such a big deal. We've been getting a lot more. I don't know, press time or more air time. What can I say here? The United States and European nations agreed on Sunday to a trade framework setting a 15% tariff on most goods, staving off, at least for now, the higher import duties that have been threatened. That could have really upset two large economies. And this announcement came after President Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen met briefly and kind of agreed on things that that the United States and European Union have been working on for months. And so the EU's got 27 members in it and a huge trading partner with us. So I think more of the some of the basics on it is that the EU had agreed to buy some $750 billion worth of U.S. energy and invest $600 billion more than it already has in America, as well as make a major military equipment purchase. President Trump said tariffs for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff at 15%, and meant that U.S. exporters have an opening up of all the European countries. I think it's going to be not just, you know, it's going to be across the board. I think your farmers and meat producers and alcohol and all this is coming across. And von der Leyen said the 15% tariffs are across the board, all inclusive. And indeed, basically, the European market is open. She said the $750 billion in additional U.S. energy purchases will be over the next 3 years and would help ease the dependence on natural gas from Russia. As you know, Russia is able to keep their war machine going because of selling the oil and natural gas to the European Union. It's kind of like giving your hangman the rope to hang you with. Or if you want to make money, you sell him the rope that he's going to hang you with. And let me see what else. So there'll be some that 15 said that they stabilized on a single 15% tariff rate for the vast majority of EU exports, including cars, semiconductors, and pharmaceuticals. And but she also clarified that a rate wouldn't apply to everything, saying that both sides agreed on zero tariffs on a number of strategic products, like all aircraft and component parts, certain chemicals, certain generic drugs, semiconductor equipment, some agricultural products, natural resources, and critical raw materials. So there. Big, big deal that Trump worked out with the European Union. Okay. Let's see. Okay, did I talk about the Blue Angels yesterday, about the lady that was suing the Blue Angels?
Yes.
I did?
Yes.
Okay. Too bad. I'm still reading things in here. Okay. Sydney Sweeney. Do you know who that is?
Actress.
But she's kind of like a real, I guess you could say, she's very attractive.
Yes.
And she's made a commercial. I know it's going to be hard to believe to my friends out there and the listeners in this audience. She's a young, very attractive blonde lady who made a commercial for American Eagle jeans. You ready for this? It's titled, Sydney Sweeney Has Great Jeans. You know, jeans, J-E-A-N-S. And it has just reached her people attacking her and the company for this commercial. It's tone deaf due to the alleged racial undertones, and others have praised the actress for killing woke advertising. What happened is she walks across toward a billboard featuring her and the tagline, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, with a G, you know, like jeans.
Yes.
She crosses out jeans and replaces it with jeans with a J before walking away. I haven't seen it, okay? But here's what they're saying. According to this one magazine, the term great jeans was historically used to celebrate whiteness, thinness, and attractiveness. Are you ready for this? So that was a racial tinged advertisement when she walks across and marks out the G and puts a J in there. This is where we've come to, my friends. Entirely tone deaf. One user commented, I'm still not getting it. This is what happens when you have no people of color in a room, particularly in a time like this. The ad campaign got so caught up in this clever play on words and this stunt, the people in the room missed what was so blatantly obvious to anyone not white. Nazi propaganda. Oh, cute. She's in her Nazi propaganda era. You know, here's the thing. I don't get that. You know, it's like, I mean, do you understand this?
It doesn't.
I mean, you're younger
than
I am.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she goes over it, had jeans. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Same thing. I don't, you know, so anyway. I don't get why people don't get it. It's cute and clever. It's literally an advertisement for jeans, not for Nazism. A lot of sad and jealous humans. So she is a beautiful girl and has great genes for which she can thank her ancestors. Where is the racism here? Just a statement of fact. Woke advertising is dead. Sydney Sweeney killed it. She'll be on various 3D billboards across the United States as well as the Sphere in Las Vegas. Okay. All right. This is where we've come. You know what? And here's the other thing. Did you see what happened in, was it Cincinnati? And those people got attacked last night?
No, I didn't see that.
Hang on for a second. Got to make sure I get my, my correct
to two people arrested in violent attack in downtown Cincinnati.
That's it. Okay.
Five people charged.
Yeah, there was, it showed it last night. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, personally at 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been asleep for a while. But people were out on the street and it was just a bunch of people attacked other people. Had them on the ground, punching them, kicking them. This one lady, and okay, I'll say it was black and white. And they had the white guy on the ground, kicking him, punching him, and all this. 100 people around this. And nobody was really trying to stop it. Only one person called the police. And this lady gets sucker punched by this guy. Bam! And she hits the ground, and she's, you know, she has that rigid thing, where, you know, somebody is, you know, they're out. And, so, the police chief is just enraged by it, that people were around it, nobody called the police. And then but they've arrested three to five, but everybody was around it. What were they doing? Filming it.
Yeah, I just watched the video.
Did you watch the video on
the Fox News video?
Yeah.
The video. And
now, here's what it doesn't do. It doesn't tell you what started it.
No.
I mean, it
could have been.
Could have been anything.
I mean, one-on.
Could have been one-on-one.
Yeah. But, first of all, when you watch the beginning of the video, the one guy gets, he's like talking to one guy in front of him, then he gets sucker punched from behind by this guy.
Yeah.
Then they get him on the ground and they just start kicking him.
Yep. Did you see the one with the lady gets punched in the face?
Oh, right there it was. They just showed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
And she looked.
Yeah, she's gone.
Down.
Went down hard.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But what's going on with that? And then you get this guy that walks into carrying an AR into a building, just walks casually in and starts shooting. Walking down the street with it. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's just, everybody's got one.
Yeah.
No, they don't. And that happens. You know, people talk about living in certain areas. And where would you like to live? I don't know. I don't see in Reading a riot like that where you get, you know, you've got 15 people beating up another on the streets down here on Market Street. And nobody do anything about it, or the police not being called. I just don't see that happening.
No.
Of course, a lot of armed people in Reading, too. Maybe that's one reason. Okay, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for over 30 years, Jeff has, and he is truly the windshield whisperer. He's fixed our windshield numerous times. He fixed, an 8-inch crack on my former truck, like 18 years. It was still there when I sold it. You still couldn't see the crack in the windshield. That's what kind of work he does, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. And he then guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances out there of it cracking and getting worse. Just once you bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. Give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You won't be sorry. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He never was a hero for the town he shined his light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of July, and it's about 69 degrees out there. It's going to be getting up, though, to 98, hot and sunny today. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. You know, my guest didn't show up this morning, and after I called them, they were mixed up on which day it was. I may have helped. I may have helped confuse the issue because I have it written down for today, but when they thought they were supposed to be on yesterday, I may have mentioned Thursday, you know.
Yeah, one of these days.
But they'll be on. Hey, it's a big thing to be on the show.
It is.
You should have it written down. If it means a tattoo, you know, on your forehead with the date backwards so you can read it in a mirror. Come on. You would do that, right?
I don't know about the tattoo. But.
Well, you would at least write it in.
Yeah.
You know. I know.
Maybe a
permanent busting
marker.
His chops right now. He's worrying right now. Don't. Okay. Hey, Dove Warm Up. You know what that is? That is a shooting extravaganza put on by the Shasta County Cattlemen and Redding Gun Club. It's going to be Sunday, August 24th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. out at the Redding Gun Club. Raffle prizes, gun raffles, trap games, shooting games, cornhole games, start, you know, as a beginner, you get a handicap so you can compete in different matches. But it is a lot of fun. And it hand-eye coordination, being out there and feeling a sense of accomplishment. Now, sense of accomplishment would be get all 25 targets down. And that means you shot all five from each different position here. And so you've cleaned it. But then I've gotten 24 on three or four occasions, gotten 24, never gotten to 25. And then got out of the leak then because we were doing something else. But then you go in and you start watching these people in competition, like the Olympics. And other, we have shooters, or we had shooters when I was a member of the Reading Gun Club. We literally had shooters that could do 100 out of 100. Not even, and male and female were that good. And think about that. The concentration it takes on these clay pigeons coming out, because sometimes they're going to come out wiggly, not come out exactly. They go out to your left, they'll go out to your right, which is, you expect that anyway. But sometimes they'll go out and then start this fluttering thing. And to be able to concentrate and focus that much and be able to hit it. And you say, well, I mean, you are shooting, 1,000 little BBs out there. I don't know if it's 1,000, but, that's true. But if you don't have the point of aim, it doesn't make any difference. And, did you ever watch your grandfather shoot?
I watched him a few times, but, I remember a lot about just his basement, and he loaded his own shells.
Oh, you have to. Oh, you have to.
He had a huge safe. I don't know how many different 12 gauges he had that he used.
So his whole thing then was skeet and trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got something, they've got the skeet stations out there and the trap stations. They have two at Reading Gun Club. And the Reading Gun Club has two different times of the year that they have competitions going on. You can put your own team together, and I think it's six people, and be able to compete against the other teams. But I tell you what, you get into one when they're all 60 and 70 years old, just stand by. Stand by, because they are going to rip up the course. They are just good. Okay. Anyway, the Dove Warm-Up, the Shasta County Cattlemen and Reading Gun Club. In fact, we're going to have a guest tomorrow from the Reading Cattlemen. Shasta County Cattlemen. I want to talk to him last night to a restaurant down in Cottonwood. Yeah, it's a new restaurant. Josh has opened it up. Steaks, bison meatloaf, salads and all that kind of stuff. I think it's called The House. I'm gonna have to look that up to get it right. And somebody's waving at me from outside. And I wave back. I'm just like, show me a shiny object. There I go. And we were talking cattle, and the stockyards down here off of down in Cottonwood off of 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know how many cattle they sold every week down there?
No.
Give it a guess. I mean, no, I'm talking about dollar numbers.
No clue.
Over $1 million a week.
Really?
Was sold through that cattle? Through the stockyards down there.
Jeez.
I mean, they were doing well, and then they got into the video sales. My gosh, over $1 million. And then the price of cattle or meat has gone way up. And why is that? Because of the droughts, and then people were having to get rid of their cattle because they couldn't afford to buy the feed, the hay. Hay went sky high. And so, $2 and a nickel a pound, and you figure you're selling them at 600 pounds, maybe a little bit heavier. So, gosh, what is that? $2,000, $2,000 a cow you're making there. Well, you're not making, but that's what you're getting paid. And then you know why farmers and ranchers are so upset about wolf depredations. because it not only is it killing your calves and sometimes the larger cattle, but it also moves them around where they lose weight. And it also, it causes so much stress they can't carry the calf to full term and they abort them. Or miscarry them, I guess would be the word. So when you're talking about, you know, the price of everything, it's so interrelated and all goes back to one thing. Water. Water. When the acid canal was dry a couple years ago.
I remember that.
Well, people were selling their cattle, selling horses. They could not, without that, they couldn't afford. And then it caused the hay, the cost of hay to go sky high. So they couldn't afford to keep as many cattle and feed them because it was, you know, because it was dry. And then, when you get a shortage, like in the United States right now is the lowest number of cattle that anybody can remember.
Really?
Yeah, of beef. So, anyway, we need to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd, at the Shasta Bible College, starting at 10 a.m., and make your voice heard.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claim process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 50-50-50.
The Clean Air Act for motor vehicles, power plants, and other pollution sources that are heating the planet. It would be the largest deregulatory action in the history of America, the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said. And he talks about there are people willing to bankrupt the country, created endangerment findings. See, it all came out of the, it's another one of those agencies that grew to such huge proportions, and they took over everything. Oh, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. You got to shut this down. You got to do that. To the point where we're being told in California that you can no longer buy an internal combustion engine after, 2035, maybe earlier than that. They will not sell new internal combustion engines at that point. You can buy used ones. And if you buy a gas or diesel powered the year before, you can keep it. But if you're going to buy a new vehicle, it's not going to be one based on petroleum. So, now, this isn't going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be a pretty lengthy process with open hearings. There's going to be court. You just know there's going to be court challenges on it. A total of 31 key environmental rules on topics from clean air to clean water and climate change would be rolled back or repealed under Zetland's plan. He said that his predecessors at EPA twisted the law, ignored precedent, and warped science to achieve their preferred ends and stick American families with hundreds of billions of dollars in hidden taxes every single year. It called for rescinding limits on tailpipe emissions that were designed to encourage automakers to build and sell more electric vehicles, a rule Trump incorrectly labels an EV mandate. Okay, I can say that. The transportation sector is the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. And yet our emissions have dropped dramatically in the last 20 years, for sure. Unfortunately, the United States, I guess we could say we're going to make everything solar, wind, no nuclear. You don't see nuclear anywhere in there. I guess you could use wave technology. But to do this, if we just relied totally on that, we can't. Talking to people, I know people that have electric vehicles. They love them. However, they went down and to recharge their vehicle. It was like a 3-hour wait just to get to the chargers because there's not enough chargers. Now that can be fixed if you put money into, put another 500,000 chargers out here in California, then you're not going to have that problem per se. What you're going to have the problem is where's all the electricity coming from? Well, it's not going to be coming from solar and wind. It could be coming, again, you get into your natural gas and those. The Trump administration is trying to argue that emissions turbocharging these disasters are not a threat. And environmental groups say Zetland's action seeks to deny reality even as weather disasters exacerbated by climate change grow worse in the U.S. and the world. The EPA wants to shirk its responsibility to protect us from climate pollution, but science and law say otherwise, the National Resources Defense Council. Of course, you're going to be hearing this. Okay. This is going to be a battle, and it's going to go on for a year. So just stand by. But what they're doing is saying, hey, wait a minute. You want to buy an internal combustion engine? You can buy an internal combustion engine. Frankly, I think the idea of a hybrid is a good idea. But if you're hauling anything, and if you're going up in Altura, so you go up in Northern California, it gets tough out there to find electrical chargers. So that's what I mean. If you're going to be serious about this, and the Biden administration put tens of millions of dollars into building electric chargers, and that when he finished after 4 years, I think there had been 8 built and millions of dollars spent. 8 had been built in the United States. I remember where the CEO of Ford took their electric truck on a trip and was having some real problems finding charging stations as they were going across America. And there was another group of people that, this way we're going to show this, they didn't even make it through, they didn't even make it to the Mississippi and found it was so difficult to use, you know, have an electric car and have it, you know, and charging it. One of them got ticketed because he took his internal combustion car that was following the electric car to save a spot in the charging station line, which was long, and got a ticket because he wasn't supposed to be in the line. It was hilarious. So anyway, we'll see what this says. What's going to happen with that? And let me see. The tsunami, we talked about that. There's a climate summit. The annual UN climate summit is coming to Brazil, and the U.S. doesn't plan to have an official presence there. That's not a surprise. Now, there's $10 million worth of contraceptives that were procured by USAID, and the Trump administration plans to destroy all of it. They're not just sending it. It's already there in Belgium, so they're just going to destroy it. And it's going to cost, what, $160,000, $170,000, because they have to double incinerate the products. Of course, the shooting in New York has a huge impact. Four people killed, one off-duty policeman. Suicide note, the guy left to express grievances with the NFL and alleged that he had suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, a brain disease linked to head trauma. According to sources, he was a competitive football player in his high school days, and they believe that he was heading for the NFL offices but took the wrong elevator. Yeah, he got the wrong elevator. So after he shot up the lobby, he went up and then killed himself. Tragedy for the people that he shot. And then we talked about the tsunami that did not turn into terrible waves that wiped out the West Coast. Okay. Let me see. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, we have Reading City Councilwoman Tanessa Audette, and she has been in the news lately. She's got some strong feelings about things that are going on when it comes to the money situation here and budgets and other concerns that we all have, because now we've got enough, there's enough signatures on there for this 1% sales increase, which somebody will call in and tell us it's really not 1%, it's more than, it's like 8%. When you look at it numerically and you break it down. However, I'm looking forward to talking to Tanessa and see what she's saying on this. Plus the fact, do we have a problem? Is the $5 million budget deficit, is it worse than that? These are all questions we want to talk about. All right, we're going to take a break from the news and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says surprisingly strong economic growth in the second quarter bolsters his argument for a cut in interest rates. However, the Federal Reserve not expected to announce a rate cut later today, opting instead to hold rates where they are. The U.S. economy grew at a 3% annual clip April through June. And the president threatening a major trading partner with a big tariff hike.
President Trump has announced he'll impose 25% tariffs on goods from India. Posting on Truth Social, the president says there will also be an additional penalty import tax starting on Friday because India continues to buy Russian oil and military equipment, which enables Moscow's war in Ukraine. Trump says India is our friend, but its tariffs are far too high on U.S. goods. Last year, the U.S. trade
to stabilize foreign trade and investment. Townhall.com. A nationwide coffee chain checks in on the bottom line.
Starbucks reported an increase in revenue for their third quarter, better than Wall Street expectations, but same-store sales fell by a bigger amount than what Wall Street was expecting. In hopes of turning things around, next year Starbucks is adding a cold foam protein drink, coconut water-based drinks, and improved baked goods to the menu. Starbucks is spending heavily on this turnaround. One big expense in the third quarter was a two-day meeting in Las Vegas. The company hosted 14,000 store managers and regional leaders. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Transportation Safety Board has started investigative hearings on the deadly mid-air collision over Washington, D.C. back in January. The crash involved a passenger plane and an Army helicopter, killing 67 people. The hearing will explore how the actions of the FAA and the Army may have contributed to the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Wednesday, the 30th of July. At 8:05 in the morning to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in downtown Reading. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And it goes into our phone banks, what, 100, 110 phones now? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, no waiting. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Ben?
I'm doing really good.
Okay, good. Well, I would too. Spent 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, you came back tanned, bearded, tattooed.
No tattoos.
No tattoos. Okay. Hey, the weather today, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. Now, it's going to be like this till next Tuesday, and then we're going to hit triple digits, barely hit 100. But every day is going to be just kind of like today, 98, 99, lows of 70, 69 at night. No heavy winds, nothing spectacular on that sense. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family owned, family run, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for their seniors and veterans. Plus they have other payment plans and all this. They really, really do take care of their customers. They're really good people. The Kinney family. Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. The fires are, you know, the green fire, which is, it just seems like it maintains at 19,000 acres and it gets a little more contained every day. It's up to 86% containment, but it's still 19,000 acres. You know, it hasn't grown. So that's cool. All right. And the, there's nobody brings you the fire report. I just don't feel like, but you know, hey, who wants to sponsor the fire report? Nobody. Never even asked about it. I'm here with Tanessa Audette, who is Reading City Councilwoman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, smiling and happy and all this. Did you hear everything crack in my back right then? I'm trying to, yeah. The horse has been, she's feisty. it's a mare. You know, we were discussing mares.
We're talking
and
about natural horse.
Natural horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Natural horse. Yeah.
Wasn't sure what we were talking about.
No, horse.
Okay, yes.
We were talking about that last night at dinner. We were talking, my buddy and I are getting ready to head on up with a group of other guys for the MODOC trail rides, 4 days of riding up in the Warner Mountains.
Wow.
And we were, he has no place in his heart for mares unless for breeding. This is the first mare I've had and for riding, and she's just a gem. Just really a good horse. And so we were discussing mares versus geldings last night. It was one of the things we were discussing. And we agreed to disagree at the end of it. But every so often, mare gets feisty out there. But she she doesn't buck or anything like that. She's just real strong and moves out. But so much for that. I'm here with Tessa Audette, the Reading City Councilwoman. I don't even know how I got into that one. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah?
Yep. You have made some really strong comments lately.
Yeah.
About city government.
Yeah.
The deficit, how it's being run, and all this. And I'm more than happy to open the stage to you, because you said you've been doing a lot of deep dives on this for months. A budget deficit we have of, what, $5 million? Is that true?
Well, that's really the genesis of my deep dives was that in our March 13th budget meeting, which was actually my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I mean, you gotta love it. In that meeting was our second budget meeting. The first one happened in January. The second one was in March. And as they were suggesting more cuts, I had said, wait, I thought we were already at the $5 million from the first meeting. I thought we did all the cuts. Like, why are we continuing more police cuts specifically? And they our city manager said, well, the deficit is more like $8 million, not $5 million. And I had never heard that.
It was the first you'd heard that.
Not heard that number. So even the $5 million number, when we pass the budget, the biannual budget, it's a 2-year budget, for fiscal year ending 24 and 25. So it was in the year 2023, but, you know, fiscal years. Mm-hmm. So when we pass that in the 10-year plan, in the budget, it said we are going to spend $3.8 million of reserves. But at this point, if all the rest of what they're saying is correct, we will have spent $13 million in reserves by the end of 2 years.
Whoa.
And that is a...
How big is our reserve? I mean,
that
don't we have to keep like so much?
So previous to 2020, it was a 5% reserve, which we really struggled to actually keep 10 years at 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to a 10%. And also struggle to keep it at 10% over 10 years. So we've just struggled. I mean, when I go back and look, I think half the reason we struggle, and our city manager has said this himself, is that the moment that we actually get money, we spend it. So, there's a lot of unmet needs, as they call it.
Kind of like the butthouse.
Right. So there, you know, we have a lot of, you know, maybe fiscal responsibility think of it this way, like your household, your bills. But when new money comes in, you know, like in 2021, they bought $4.7 million worth of fire trucks because we needed it and we didn't have the money. And when a bigger tranche of money came in, they spent it. They spent it on the right things, you know, stuff that we actually need, but it still gets spent nonetheless.
Sure.
And so that's the first time that I had heard that. And so, in the moment, I wrote it down. I wasn't prepared. We're not cutting. We don't want to cut positions, Barry. That's when he said in that same meeting, we're bare bones and we haven't hired anybody except for police, fire, and utilities. And so.
Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Not even remotely true. We've hired over 175 people, since, 2021 or 2020 and, well, I would say since 2021, but we've hired a lot of people. And
not fire or
yes,
utility,
fire, yes, police, okay. Yes, utilities, but also yes in every other category. Every category. Parks have doubled since 2018, doubled in their size, parks and recs. And they are a one-to-one, same as police and fire. So there has just been a huge amount of growth. Now, they can argue that that there's grant funding, or are you supplementing that with their wildfire mitigation dollars? And all of that is true in part. But the fact remains that we have added people, a lot of people. And in addition to that, what is busting our budget is that everyone got raises in 2022, minimally at 20%.
Okay. I'm here with Tanessa Audette, Reading City Councilwoman, and we're talking her concerns on our fiscal management here in the city of Reading. Some surprises that came up that had not been planned for, it seems like. Instead of losing 9 officers, we really lost 12. But I guess they could say, well, it's just through attrition and all this. We just haven't rehired anybody. And then the city is just, or the police have just asked, I think it was granted, to have a $60,000 bonus to hire people.
And, yeah.
But we'll discuss that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center with the TAVR valve replacement. They are on the cutting edge of technology with the Watchman, lung screenings with the CRTs, gastrointestinal services, but the TAVR valve replacement is just that. You've got a bad valve. Instead of opening your chest like they used to, it goes up through an artery. The valve is put into the valve position. It takes its place, and you literally can go home the next day. They keep you overnight, make sure everything's working, and instead of having your chest cracked open, you can have it done this way. Just one of the ways that Shasta Regional Medical Center is helping people, you no longer have to make that 3-hour, 4-hour drive and have things done. You can have it done right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. And we'll be right back with Tanessa Audette.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, I was ready when you were. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio studio is sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. 8:21 in the morning here on the 30th of July, and it's going to be about 98 today, and it's going to be sunny and hot. And it's going to be like this for the next week, till next Tuesday, and then it's going to go up to the triple digits. So something to look forward to. I am here with Tanessa Audette, Redding City Councilwoman, and she has been doing a deep dive into the budget, and it's not happy, but she's finding we're in a deficit, which has been usually what I've been seeing is $5 million short, but it's not really. It's more than that.
I mean, according to what I was told, it was closer to $8 million.
Okay, so it's $8 million. All right, and then we started talking, and then I asked her during the break about tax revenues, because I'd heard the tax revenues were going down, but that's not. Or the, you know, sales tax revenue has been going down, but that's not necessarily true. It's been kind of staying the same. It's gone down since.
Yeah, we had an anomaly kind of a year in 2022. And basically you had, you know, maybe 2020 or 2021, you had $30 million and change.
Yeah.
2022 went up to $32 million, and then 2023 went back down to $30 million, and it stayed at $30 million. 30.2, 30.7, 30.2 over the last 3 years. So it's really just been flat. It's been staying the same.
But we know that all the cost of goods and everything you do has gone up.
Sure.
So you're still making the same amount of money, but you're having to pay more for the same services?
Kind of. In 2020, sales tax revenue was $25 million. So the jump really came between 20 and 21. And we've basically stayed at that at that level, so there was an increase of about $5 million, and we've steadily basically had $5 million more. So, you know, because that's how inflation works. So people, there is more. No, I didn't want to lose cops. You know, I think this is something that matters. You can go back however many years you want. It's the discussion constantly on council, because it's what the community is asking for. It's government's job to protect people, property,
public safety,
and infrastructure. It's like, these are the things, you know, when I hear people say like, oh, but you know, police and fire, 80%, it's like, yes, that's right. Yeah, you're welcome, because that is actually what stabilizes your community and makes people want to be here and stay here and feel safe here. And if you feel safe in where you are, you'll grow where you are, and creativity and all of the other things. What makes Reading amazing, and the people that are here, they need to feel safe here to continue to build and to grow and to do all the things that we want to happen. And so I'm not intimidated by the fact that it's a big part of it, but, you know, we can always be looking at it and making smart decisions about where our money should go. But police in general, I mean, we have a ton of grant-funded positions. I mean, I think it's like 13 positions in the police department are grant-funded. So even to say that the full budget is actually what it's costing us is also not exactly, you know.
Yeah, because in the grants, as we found out, can go away.
They can go away, yeah, and you'll usually know that. But there's some that just continue to come, like school resources and traffic enforcement, and like different grants that we just keep getting year after year after year after year. You apply, you get it. You apply, you get it. So there's some consistency. It's not a guarantee, but neither is taxes.
Now, Barry Tippin has said there is no deficit in the city budget.
Yes. So, you know, if you put something on paper and you tell people that's what it is, then I guess it's true. But this was the objections that I had to the budget while we were going through the process. We got very little information. We were told we don't need actuals to make a decision on the budget. We got the budget 7 days before we voted on it. The rest of the council didn't ask a single question about that budget, and they had only seen it for a week. And I had a lot of questions, and because the numbers just didn't simply add up. So, so according to the 10-year plan, they are projecting our revenues and net transfers to come in at like $110 million and our expenditures to be $110 million. But when I looked at the 10-year sheet, it said that net expenditures were $107 million and change. And So I added up that column. Well, that column only adds up to $109 million minus the $2 million of savings, which gets you to $107.
Yeah.
But in the rest of the budget, it says that the expenditures are $110. So I don't know how we lost $1 million, you know, of our costs between one page and the other. So it's just inaccurate. On top of that, they tell us in we just got it in our Q3 and Q2. If you look at all of our reports, they're projecting we're going to end the year at $7.9 million, but this budget starts at $9 million of beginning cash. So that's incongruent. So that's off by another million or so. And then I would say to think that our revenues, like I said, our revenues have been the same for the last, at least our sales tax revenue have been the same for the last 3 years, but even our all revenues have come, are down. And so if you're going to say that not only are we going, is 25, 26 going to be a good year, it's going to be a $4 million more year over year, great year. I just don't see how that's true. And I haven't heard an argument as to why they believe that that's so. And so if your budget on its face is revenues are much higher than what should be expected, and you haven't made the argument as to why you think we're going to make $4 or $5 million more, or $2 or $3 million more, the numbers for expenditures are not even accurate, because you're telling us it's 110, but the numbers only add up to 109. And your beginning cash, you're telling us is going to be 7.9, but you put 9. We're already off. We're out of budget. So I think it's quite wishful thinking to believe that these numbers are accurate and that it'll add up. But it looks like it's a balanced budget, so I guess we'll just call it a balanced budget.
Well, it's close. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Tanessa Audette, and she's done a deep dive into the budget. But she didn't do it by herself. She also had the assistance of retired city finance director Denise Maxwell.
Who, I needed someone to check my work.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if anybody could, I imagine she could.
Yes.
All right. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's been in existence since 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and the only place I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading. Never had a bad haircut. Gone through like 3 barbers who've retired they've retired. And now Tim and Logan are there. They're young, and they're going to be there a long time. So, like I said, I've never had a bad haircut. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for you. Roll in, get your haircut, roll out, or hang around. Catch up on your National Geographic car and truck magazines that are there. You won't find Cosmopolitan. You may find a Men's Health. At Cypress Square Barbershop, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Reading City Councilwoman Tanessa Audette.
Painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org
and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. I get no doubt.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, your last privately owned radio station hanging around here. Today, the 30th of July, 8:36 in the morning, 76 degrees out there. And our guest today is Reading City Councilwoman Tanessa Audette. We're talking budgets and budget deficits and how we got here and where we're going. We haven't talked about where we're going yet. One of the things we talked about during the break was a lot of assumptions were made or projections were made based on 2022, and it was an outlier year where we had 3 million more than we usually get. And it dropped back the next year, and it stayed pretty much flat.
Yeah.
There. How do we – but we did the projections for our budget saying we're going to make this much more money based on that year, and yet – that wasn't true.
Yeah, I would say the.
I may have said that.
I don't
incorrectly, but
yeah, you. I will say this. I'm not the arbiter of all truth. I just went and did some research. I listened to what our city manager said, and then I went to go see if I could figure out if that was true or not, or what was true, or what really happened. And in the city's podcast, he talks about the budget, and the question was asked, why was the budget so hard to do this year? And his answer was, well, to understand that you had to go back to 2022. And I agree. You do have to go back to 2022. But I'm gonna, before we get to the decisions that were made in 22, I'm gonna briefly say that, if you look at the budget books, there's a letter in the front of all of them from the city manager that says, you know, like, here's basically what's happening. Here's the letter to the council and the city, whatever, like, here's what's happening. And in 2018 or 2017 and 2019, when he writes this letter for the upcoming budgets, he's basically saying, like, we've got to be really fiscally responsible. Like even in 2019 for the 2020-21 budget, he says, you know, like, this is our 10-year budget. It looks good, but it's tenuous at best. Like, it isn't perfect. Like, we have to be super fiscally responsible,
mm-hmm.
because you just don't know what revenues you're going to do. And you have to – one thing you can't control is your expenses. And so it says in there over and over, revenues are going up, revenue growth, but so are expenses. And our expenses are outpacing our growth. It's his words. He says it in the budget books. And so when you get to 21 and 22, and they're setting that budget, they're setting a budget for those coming years, fiscal year ending 22 and 23, knowing that 2021 had been a really big year. So 2020, revenues went from 2019 to 20, or I'm sorry, from 2020 to 21, they had gone up $5 million in sales tax. That's a big jump. And the reason for that, according to the audit book, according to their words for 2021, was because the Franchise Tax Board had basically, when COVID shut everything down, they give you, you know, what they think that you're going to make in sales tax, and then they true that up later. But they also sort of deferred people's giving their sales tax, businesses, turning in their sales tax. They deferred that. So basically what that meant is in 2020, the sales tax and what cities got was not accurate. And so by 2021, they start truing that up. And so 2021 is a big year. You get a lot more money comes in, but they themselves, management, writes and tells us in the audit book that that's why that was such a big year, which is why they don't project these massive revenue increases in the upcoming budget. So then ARPA gets passed at the end of 2021, and we find out we're going to get $18 million from ARPA funds and sort of the nature of the things that you can spend it on. And budget is passed. And in 2022, in March, or basically in February Q2, and then again in March is when it's passed, they suggest to the council that they increase revenue projections. So it's a lot of numbers, but try to follow me, and you can stop me if you think I'm saying too many numbers. But in 2021, the sales tax revenue, just for example, not all tax, but the sales tax revenue was $30 million. In 2022, by March, you're 9 months in, you basically know how you're going to end the year. You have a good forecast of it. And so they were doing well. 2021, they had that $5 million more. They spent that $5 million. They got $4.7 million in fire trucks, and they started giving some raises to the police. They started doing the incentive pays. They started, you know, trying to spend that money on the things that they had been not spending money on that the community wanted. Well, when you come into 2022... the structural deficit for that budget for that year was over $5 million.
Wow.
Coming into 2020, it was over five. If you look at the 10-year plan, it started over $5.8 million. The year before, they had deficit spent $4.5 million. So we're not in some killer financial position. But ARPA funds are in the bank. At least half of them, $9 million of them, are in the bank. And so when you get to, this is when the big raises start to happen. Right, so big raises start to happen in 2021. By the time you get to Q2 of 2022, they have spent a lot of money. And while good money's coming in, they've spent a lot. And so this new idea is very, I think, casually mentioned, not in percentage-wise, but in cash, in like whole dollar-wise for sales taxes. Hey, we're going to increase it, not by a percentage, we're going to increase it by this amount and this amount. So there's no percentages told to the council. In the presentation, it looks like steady growth. If you look at the chart, it's pretty flat. And it looks like it pretty flat goes across, you know, 5 years. But in actuality, what happened was that they took the already 5% projection that they had, because they had just set a new biennial budget, and then they added 12.5% to that, which was the actual number. That was correct. 2022 was 2 million more. So they say, and then we're going to add another 3% on top of that, which gets you to the second year is 13.6% above what they had first projected.
Yeah.
And then that's the increase. So if you look at it, it basically added another $4 million year over year. Increasing 4.1,
that was
for the 10 years. That's $43 million more revenue in the 10-year budget.
That wasn't there.
That wasn't there before, and that they're saying is going to happen year over year. We're going to have 3% growth after you see this massive jump. And so, and they did the same thing for TOT, which added 20-something million. So you basically had $65 million in one decision. Boom, you had extra revenue into the 10-year plan.
It wasn't there.
And okay. What's worse is that in podcasts and in the January budget meeting and in many other places, the city manager says, we knew within 6 months that those budget projections were wrong. He says in the podcast, we knew immediately. It's Murphy's Law. We knew immediately that those projections were wrong, and they didn't change them. They didn't change them for the entirety of the rest of that year. So 10 more months. They had already gone 6 months with the wrong projections. They waited another 10 months to actually modify it, and they only modified it by a small amount. They did not go back to the original projections that they had had at the start of the year for the budget. They modified it by a few percentages. And so basically what you have is the story of our sales tax is down is really no, we're down from projection because this massive projection had been created. But really our sales tax number has been flat. So you had 21 at 30 million, you had 2022 at 32 million, and then 23, 24, and 25 all at 30 million. 30.2, 30.7, and 30.2.
Sure. Hey, Nick, are you still on the line?
I am. Hey, good morning.
Got a question for Tanessa.
Yeah, it's a little bit tiny off topic, so I'd like to invite Tanessa to come on Poke the Hornet's Nest 2 weeks from this coming Sunday, and we could talk about some other questions I have. I'd ask you on this Sunday, but we have Shasta Anon that's going to be on Poke the Hornet's
Shasta
Nest.
Shasta Anon, aren't they anonymous people? And they're calling, are they calling them with fake voices?
Yeah, well, you tune in and listen to see what they...
No, I don't listen to anonymous people. Thanks, Nick. She's right. You've got her number. What?
Happy to talk anytime.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the 90 acres that the county's trying to get from the city. I feel that the city's holding up the negotiations, and my thoughts are, being 85% of the visitors to our jail come from the city, I think the city ought to give the county that property. It's sitting there not being used. What's your thoughts on that?
Agreed.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
I'll go quickly. I agree with that. My directive and my position has been, let's incentivize the county to build there. So I think the concern is if we give them the property and then they don't build there. And so we were trying to structure a deal that incentivizes them to do it. Yeah. I think they're motivated to do it. I think they want to do it. I think everybody has seen over time, you know, one group gets in and they have a directive and then a new group gets in a different election, and maybe they have a different directive. And so if we're going to give this property, we just wanted to make sure.
It's got some strings attached.
So that they build it.
Yeah.
You've got
so many years that you've got to break ground.
I am fully on board with this. I love the direction it's taken. I love the idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So I'm not going to speak for the council. I'm only going to speak for myself, but I think everybody is on board with making this work. Okay. So whatever problems there are, we're going to overcome them.
Okay. I'm here with Tanessa Audette, Reading City Councilwoman. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right.
The catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 30th of July, 8:51 in the morning and 78 degrees out there, going up to 98. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Tanessa Audette. And we've been talking about the budget that We're in trouble, but we've been basing it on numbers that have been changing. You know, oh, this is what it's going to be, and then 10 months later, well, maybe, no, not so fast.
Yeah.
But we're still in a deficit, any way you look at it.
Correct. Yes, because
and
of...
We have hired 171 more people since, what, 2020?
Yeah, and then we've also give everybody a raise.
A raise.
Especially market
those big
rate.
Ones. Yeah, the big ones. Big raises.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about these big raises.
Okay.
Because one of the very interesting things that I have found that is just sort of leaves you awestruck is that in January of 22, it wasn't just... that they gave people raises, okay? What they also did, which you don't see in the paperwork that is, you know, presented to the council or to the public, is that while the maximums are raised by, like, an average, in the first year, it's three-part raise, but the very first bump is, you know, 18%, like for executives, 20%. For the bargaining units, it might have started at 20%. It might have started at 5%, or maybe they do three escalators in 1 year. So you get to, you know, 15% in the first year, but it looks like it's three, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But for the executives, think about it this way, that first bump, let's say it's a 20% raise for an executive in their maximum. The minimum was raised by 40%. It doubled what the maximum was. So you now have the maximum or the minimum exceeding the maximum by double what that increase was. So let's just say you were a new director and you are getting paid $100,000 a year. Well, with between 2021 and 2024, you'll get like a $70,000 raise for just being new. If you were a tenured person at the top of your pay scale, you might have gotten a $35,000 raise. So it's permanent raises. Legitimately, the maximum, previous maximum is now the minimum pay.
But the city council had to approve this.
Of course they did. If they knew and understood exactly what that looked like. So when you look at all I have is what is publicly available.
Mm-hmm.
And what's publicly available is a sheet that shows you the maximum increase for a bunch of these positions. And so they're increasing the max. You don't see the minimum increase. And I'd bet my bottom dollar that none of the council that were there has any idea that that's what happened to the bottom. I don't think that they even know that. I don't think they're aware of that. They may have been told, oh, for compression purposes, you know, we need to move up the minimum, but I don't think they conceptually understood. I created a chart because I was reading through these things and I'm like, you know, I'm looking at the maximums, and then I put the whole thing into a chart and I was like awestruck at what I saw when I started to calculate year over year what the increases were. And I thought maybe I had done it wrong. And so I had to go back and check. And, you know, you get a staff report and it has, let's say it has three or four raises within it. Well, those are all on like three different pieces of paper. It doesn't show, there's no comparable to it. It's just that year's increase, but you don't see what it is as an increase of the year before. The body of the staff report does not say we're giving this percent, this percent, this percent. You have to do a lot of work in order to understand exactly what it is that's happening. And if you're told it in closed session and it's, you know, 15 minutes to talk about, I wasn't there. I'm just saying in theory, if it's a couple, you know, 15 minutes to talk about it and it's just a narration that you're told, you're not physically seeing what this looks like with that type of calculation. There's no way that you would know. There's just, unless you sat down and did a spreadsheet, which I feel like now every new council member, I need to give them a calculator
makes it sound like the bureaucracy of the city, while not lying, were omitting things.
I called my BFF, Michael DeQuisto, and asked him, I was like, let me ask you some questions. Like, let me just ask you what you knew. Because I truly, truly believe, being on the council now, I truly believe that if the council saw these, you know, it's numbers, you can make them look like whatever. But if the council had seen the voting on, and they understood and they saw it in three different ways and they understood it, I do not think that they would make that decision.
You know, that's another discussion, total discussion. When you have a city council, it's part time, even though it's not part time, and they don't get paid squat.
We get $600 a month.
Yeah,
it's quite lucrative.
Yeah, well, it is. And, but what I'm saying is that with the amount of paperwork that rolls through there, and I mean, if you've got a business, I mean, that's what you're kind of focusing on. It's, you know, it's not really a surprise. However, it's, you know, I've made scientists from the Space Center come back to me three times with a briefing until I and my other two people with me could understand it because of things like this. I said, get your crayons out, boys, because we need to understand this before we spend several million dollars. But
I wish.
And I don't even have time now to ask. I'm going to bring you back. The tobacco tax, tobacco fee, I am so adamantly against it because it didn't go after the ones who are causing the problem, the vape. And you are the only one that voted against this.
Well, it's illogical. I mean, that exact idea and concept and ordinance, we've seen it. I think it's come to me six times since I've been on the council. And the first time as an idea of going, you know, of having it's called a TRO, a tobacco regulation ordinance. And then basically we said, go do some research, go find out who the culprits are. Cause if you want us to have a new tax, I want to know why and who should be responsible.
Sure.
And so we did that. And basically what they came back with and what the ordinance a few months ago came back for us to vote on, which they voted no, was to go after the vape shops, was to address the issues that the vape shops were having. They're transient in nature. They get a business license. They set up shop. They get violations, and then they close business, rent another place, and do it again. And they are the ones that, by shoulder tapping, are selling to children. They're selling vapes. Like, they are the culprit. And so the ordinance that we put forward was that we were going to go after them. We were going to charge them for the cost,